talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marian way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and goof and talk on exchange, read, debate, and think it's exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
Well, and the wait is over. The show that has been on 11 years and has featured so many people today gets a little remake. The start of our remake of The Exchange Club. This show, just for a little edification for the audience, started on WMRN Radio back in April of 2009. We are now on the air with this program more than 11 years. We were on WMRN, we were on television, WMNO television, we were on WDCM radio, and for the last 6 years we have been here on WWGH radio, and the panelists on this program have served as a who's who of people in the broadcast industry. Charlie Evers was with us for 11 years, Marianne Michaels was with us for 7 years, Marge Hazlett was with us for 2 years, Shannon O'Neill, a former Miss Ohio, Miss Crystal Lake was a panelist on this show, Martha Douse was with us for 3 or 4 years, Fritz the Night Owl was a panelist on this show, guests have been Dave Kaler and Governor Gilligan from Ohio, and so many. Mr. McFeely has been on this show on 3 separate occasions. It's a who's who of people that have been on this program. But today, we start a new chapter after Madge Cooper was a panelist on. There's a picture. Jeff Ruth has been on this show. Madge Cooper, just anybody you can think of. They've all been here at one point or another. And today, we start again, rebuilding our little thing. And this is not a guest this week. This is a permanent new guest host every Friday, 12 to 1, as we rebuild our little thing here. Mary Ellen Withrow, how could I forget her? She's been with us many, many times. So, now, without any further ado, I had to read that. We announce our new permanent panelist every Friday on the Exchange Club as we start the new chapter, Abby Kroman.
Hello.
Go ahead, Abby.
Hi, Scott.
Here you are.
It was a big build-up there for all of the amazing people you've had on this station. And then,
well, this show has been...
It's been amazing.
This show has been longer than this station. This show has survived 4 stations, television, radio, long runs. We've always had a lot of fun with it. And now you join the fun each and every week.
Well, I'm honored.
You should be.
I don't know if I fit in the company that you just named, but...
A lot of fun on this show. Yeah. A lot of arguments during election years. We've had arguments. And it's fun. I mean, this show is politics. This show is society. This show is sometimes just silly things. But it's a conversation between 4 people heretofore who would not be together. Now, right now it's 2, and it's been that way for a while. It was Charlie and I since Marge left us. And she did leave.
She did leave.
So it was one of those things. But Charlie and I soldiered on for a long time, and that was always fun. I think Charlie's last broadcast on this show was March the 3rd. And now here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are. A new day.
I don't know what to expect. I thought that I didn't know it. You never told me. You didn't tell me what to expect here.
I can't believe in 11 years you've never listened to the show.
I don't know that I have. I think I've listened to, like, replays. I have heard them before, but I've never... You mean, you didn't tell me I had to know about politics? Is that a thing?
You know, I'm being told now that one of our friends, she could have come. Well, where are you?
Where is she? She knows she could have come.
I did not invite her because last Friday she came in at this time to bring me food, and she was gone in 5 seconds.
Right.
Here's the food, I gotta go.
That was just so sweet of her, though.
It was.
She took a day.
I didn't even ask. It's not like you who I have to berate.
You don't have to berate me. I just have a very busy schedule.
Oh, excuse me.
I am very important. Maybe I'm not a radio legend yet.
Oh, too late. You may be before it's all over now.
Here I am.
We were talking about it before we went on the air, but I think of this show as just a conversation that you would have off the air. So we'll just continue on with this. It's the big 6th anniversary. You're coming in as this station celebrates 6 years on the air. Wednesday, June the 10th. That's the exact date we went on the air. June the 10th, 2014. 6 years. Everybody will be here Wednesday night, 7 to 9. Glenn Coble, Mike Wilson, Linda Sims, Sean, Terry, Adam, myself, Mary Ellen Withrow, Jeff Ruth. Who else is here Wednesday night? Oh, Nate Redman will be here. Pastor Whitaker will be here. It's a whole thing.
I see. You act like this is something I knew about, though. You literally just told me about
this.
Well,
you're a part of the station now.
But I didn't know. I didn't know that.
Well, are you coming Wednesday night?
Well, sure.
Darn right.
But I didn't know that was something that I had to do until, you know, 5 minutes ago.
You'll be able to meet everybody.
Okay.
You should have been at my house at the cookout.
Oh, the cookout mimicked like a...
Well, see, it was similar. Well, let's talk a little bit about that because I think that's a topic we would discuss here. Are you comfortable now to go on with the
I've been comfortable. Program? I you threw me off with politics and stuff I needed to know about. If I have to research stuff, you're going to have to give me a heads up.
No, this is not a research show.
Okay.
Here's the deal. My Memorial Day cookout.
Yes.
Everybody came who was invited, mm-hmm. which was kind of interesting. So, and I think I've said this, we had Jeff Ruth and Mary Ellen Withrow there, along with my family and people from the radio station, is essentially what it was. And I thought it was going to go kind of weird, because a lot of these people had never met. It was kind of strange. I think I now know why, when you go to big parties, they seat you with people who you don't know. Mm-hmm. Because those people really talk. If you haven't met somebody, they talk. Mm-hmm. It was like my family members were talking more to Mary Ellen and Jeff than the people who had seen them before. And then I was off with people from the station who I don't see every day because they're not here with me. So it was great that it was the best day.
Yeah, that's the best way to host a party.
You should have been there. It was fun.
You didn't tell me about it.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't. I figured you had big plans or something that day.
You didn't tell me anything about it.
And we live very close to each
other.
We
do.
You could have jumped right over for the 2 hours and
absolutely.
We had a big spread, too. We had burgers and hamburgers and pies and...
And you know I love to make pies.
Oh, it was... listen, the list is 4th of July and Labor Day. That's the thing. My house is Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
So,
Christmas
okay,
Eve.
Okay, okay. Oh, I have a lot of plans in there. I mean, I can make these. So, usually at the fair, I mean, the 4th of July, I'm always at the fair.
Hey, well, that's a wash now.
Right, and I won't be there this year.
It's a wash. So, no fireworks.
I can't.
So what are you going to be doing all day? You're not going to be doing something all day.
Last year we worked outside for a while. I did fair stuff for a while. That's just what I do.
You don't have any fun. I'm going to get pretty much the same group back together. Because my people come, my family, and they always come to everything. Mm-hmm. And then we get Sean usually comes.
Sure.
And Terry comes. And now Mary Ellen and Jeff are on the list.
Fun.
And apparently Mike Wilson, I didn't invite, I feel horrible, so Mike will be coming to the next one. And it's fun, because we stay in the garage, we go in the house, we do all kinds of fun things.
And that's really a lot of people that I don't know or don't know well. I've met a couple of times, but not...
But in that
really
setting, it's a lot of fun. And we played game. Did we play any games? We thought about playing games, but everybody was so content talking to each other that it was kind of fun.
And it was a beautiful day.
It was a perfect day.
That's awesome. That's very exciting.
And everybody it's like a potluck. I usually do the meat because it's my house. I do the hamburgers and the hot dogs. And then people will bring potato chips, and one person will bring all the paper stuff, plates, and so on and so forth. And pies and...
Do you assign it?
Yes,
I do assign it. So what would I be assigned to?
I'll say you need to bring a dessert.
Okay.
And you need to bring a side dish for summary.
I think it's perfect.
It's going to be big. 4th of July is the next one.
Are you going to let off fireworks?
Well, see, I don't know if you're allowed to do that.
Well, of course you're not.
Sparklers. So why are you trying to get me in trouble?
I'm not trying to get... But we're going to have to see fireworks or something. I don't know what we're going to do. You know, and the fairgrounds could let off fireworks without having to be at the fairgrounds.
We could have... Because we live close.
We do.
And I'm going to have all these people at my house.
Right.
And you have some people. So we could have a joint thing right there.
Yes, and I can just call you and be time for fireworks.
Yeah.
And you can let some off, and I can let some off, and we can all enjoy them.
Oh, we're going to do it at separate locations.
No. Well, I mean...
There's a field across from where I live.
We could, but we would see them, though. Right?
So you're going to be at your home.
No, I can be at your home, or we can be at my home. I mean, we
can
be
there. But I can't tether all those people up at my house and drag them across the street.
Okay, well, we'll just have to find a mutual location between the two.
A mutual location?
Yes.
I didn't realize.
We let off some fireworks.
Can't your kids go to Meyer parking lot? Because it's pretty much where it is.
I feel like that, or Tri-Rivers. parking lot. You know, there's nobody going to be there, right?
I don't know. We'll be trespassing, I guess. It's the 4th of July.
Oh,
if somebody goes to prison, who cares?
Well, plus they have that whole water tower thing there now.
I got two pops here. Jeff Ruth brought one. Jeff, if you're listening, I feel like I hurried him out of here. I feel bad.
Oh, I don't feel like that, do you?
Did I hurry him out?
I don't think so.
Okay, Jeff, if you felt hurried, I'm sorry.
He could have stayed.
Well, he could have stayed, but I'm just saying, I feel like I hurried him, and here he brought me a pop.
That was really nice of him.
And you brought me a pop, too.
I did.
I'm over-popped.
But he waited in line at McDonald's. I did not.
No, but you brought pretzels.
Yes.
Which has become our thing.
It has.
Now, we're like killing two. The party etiquette, we're almost halfway done. Show flies by.
So for your party, you mentioned early on, like you said, and everybody showed up. So were you counting? Was there more than what you thought? Were you counting on people not showing up?
Yeah, I thought, because I always think, like, party's here. Mm-hmm. I always think I'm going to have those cancellations the day, because not everybody's going to, but everybody does come. That's why I refer to this station as a family, because I've worked many places in broadcasting where nobody talked to each other. Mm-hmm. You did not get together. And we did. And we always have for 6 years. Now, it's only twice a year, and maybe that's the reason, but it's the anniversary and it's the Christmas party. And we have a lot of fun.
And once you get into a routine, if you know your days, like you do the parties on Memorial Day, the 4th of July, that people tend to think,
yeah,
those are your days. They know what I'm doing that day. I'm going to Scott's.
Like Memorial Day, yeah. July 4th, Labor Day, Thanksgiving, and Christmas Eve.
Very fun. And those are the ones you host.
Those are the ones I do. Christmas Day.
What are the majors?
I'm done. I don't do anything on Christmas Day. I sleep.
So my rule on Christmas Day is we don't go anywhere. So like my family, we stay home. And I invite anybody that wants to come over, you know.
Why don't go sleep on a park bench?
No, but they can come. You know, I want to stay home with my kids.
So is Michelle coming or not? She said she was going to try to come. I don't know if she is or not.
I can't read these.
She's got 30 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, we'll see if she shows.
Yeah.
Now, she could like grab a chicken sandwich.
See, I haven't had lunch either, but I don't want her to bring food because I'm going to get lunch.
You're
afterwards.
So like, yeah, I just turned on the air conditioning when you came in and you went like berserk. Don't do that for me.
You don't, because it's, well, first of all, it's 1,000 degrees in here.
It's not, it's 79 degrees.
What?
Yeah.
That's 1,000, basically.
Well, how are you going to stay in my garage on 4th of July?
When I'm outside, I expect that. When I'm inside, I mean, my house is set at like 69.
You know what was weird? Because I didn't expect people to be in my house on Memorial Day. The way I was sitting in, Sean and Terry got there early. Mm-hmm. So we were all sitting around my kitchen table talking. Wait, and then everybody like arrived at the same time. And everybody had some kind of food. So everybody just came in the front door and just kind of sat down. And then at one point, I had all these people in my house. And nobody's in the garage at that point. The garage is where the table is and all that. No, everybody's sitting inside. And I thought, oh, my God. Why'd I even do this?
So you had to, like, somehow shift them outside.
I had to shift them outside after about a half hour. Because everybody immediately started talking.
Mm-hmm.
And
That's
it was
good. That's good, though. That's a good party.
It was a good party.
It is. It's a good day, a good party.
We had a ton of fun.
And
I heard. I got emails from people.
Oh, good.
And you'll be there the 4th.
I can try. I mean, I have a whole family and like
nobody's saying you have to leave your family. I'm not telling you to abandon your family.
Yeah, I just have to make an appearance.
Well, I think you're going to like it.
I'm sure that I will. There's no doubt. I love people and people that I haven't met. I can talk to people. I have no problem with that.
But will they like you after? We don't really know.
We don't really know.
That's etiquette. That's the etiquette of this.
All I can do is be myself, Scott.
So is she showing up or not? Because I'm trying to hold this subject if she is coming.
I don't know. I haven't got further word. She said, the last I saw was like, I can probably come at some point.
Okay. Well, I'm going to hold it like 2 more minutes here.
So you have a big topic for us.
I do have a topic
for us.
You
didn't tell me.
Well, look at the book I got in the mail. Now, don't say it.
Oh.
Now, is that serendipitous or what?
It is.
For a couple reasons.
It is.
You see who's written this book?
I do. Right away.
600 pages in here.
And he sent it to you.
He did.
Very cool.
We're so buddy-buddy now.
Best friends. Yeah.
The best. We're besties.
I'm going to call in next time.
And you want to talk to him?
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
I feel like I don't ever want to say. He talks about politics a lot, though, and I don't want to talk about that.
What do you want to talk to him about?
Life.
Your hair?
Maybe.
What age did that happen?
What?
To his hair.
Yeah, I don't know when that happened.
Because you'd be a total English lawyer right now if you weren't dyeing your hair.
No. What is that? Like just in the front?
No, I don't know. I think you'd be all gray.
No, I'm not. My gray is like right in the front. I really don't have more in the back. It's just like right in the front, right in front of my face.
Now, here's something. This is an interesting topic for summer, which is upon us. Yes. Do you go to a tanning bed or do you use that like spray tan?
So I've been using spray tan because the tanning beds were closed. Now this right I have now is all just normal from being
That's
outside.
That's a real tan.
Yeah.
See, here's the problem I don't understand with a real tan. There are places, like you have clothes on when you're outside. So.
Well, so we got the kids a pool, so we just have like a, it's not a big one, it's like 30 inches, one of those blue ones, you know, that go up. So we spent, I spent like a few days outside. We got it maybe Memorial Day weekend. It was Owen's birthday, and he wanted that because he was having a couple of friends over, and of course, you can't find them anymore. So the only one we could find was like the 30-inch one, which isn't big enough, but we put it out there. So we spent that whole weekend outside, and of course, I didn't come back to work till this week. So I tried to soak up the rays last week. Now, my legs aren't as tan as my, you know, my arms because it's more exposed, but...
See, yeah. I'm just not a pool person.
Really?
No. No, like fishing?
Yeah.
I'll go outside. I'll go into the, like, fishing area, mm-hmm. and, like, I'll take my shoes and socks off, and I'll put my feet in the water there. I like that. Drive-ins. Did you hear about my drive-in excursion? I think this is great.
You are really flipping topics quick.
Oh, we'll go ahead back to fishing. Go. Do you
no,
like
I don't
fishing?
No, I'm just a water person. I will fish, but I mean, I would be around lake, ocean, pond, I don't care. You know, pool, I don't care. I love water.
The three of us at one point had tried to plan a thing to Detroit, but apparently since the world has shut down, we can't do this. So it might have to turn into a fishing or drive-in thing. Now, that would be fun.
You know, I saw that on the drive-in thing, they're replaying Jaws because it was like the 45-year anniversary. I forget, Star Drive-In maybe, is that a place? It came up on like one of my news feeds. Somebody had posted it, and I remember one of the first movies. Of course, I'm not 45, so it must have been like Jaws 2, 3, I don't know, whatever one of it was. No, but I saw it at the drive-in movie, and I remember seeing it.
Here's what I'm going to say. This weekend, because the two closest to us, I've researched this now. There's one in Kenton, and there's one in Mansfield, okay. and they're both about 30 miles away.
Sure.
Now, the one in Kenton this weekend is doing a double feature, Grease and Ferris Bueller.
Oh, that'd be so fun.
Isn't that so cool?
Yes, that's great movies.
Two great movies together, mm-hmm. both classics, and it's like $8 to get in or something.
That's awesome.
And there's nothing going on in Kenton.
Mm-mm.
Now, the one in Mansfield, they're showing something different.
Is that the one, Jaws? What is
Mansfield? Maybe that's Jaws. I don't know.
It was Jaws and something else.
But they're both almost equal distances from Marion. But Kenton I like, because if you throw a fishing trip in there, Indian Lake is just like 20 minutes from Kenton.
Okay.
So it's like a day.
That'd be really fun.
Wouldn't that be fun?
You know, fishing all day and hanging on the water.
And then about 8 o'clock, you head over and you watch Grease and Ferris Bueller.
Mm-hmm.
Ferris Bueller is such a good movie.
Oh, it is. I caught it on reruns a couple times, just like minutes of it, and I love that movie.
We're going to get to this topic.
Now.
We're going to do it now?
I don't know.
Well, we might as well, because we're down to 25 minutes.
Dun, dun, dun.
And we don't. If she walks in, she can just join into the conversation.
Okay.
All right. Now, I didn't. By the way, in honor of Charlie Evers, by the way, who was a panelist on this show for so many years, every day we've made the decision, because we have 3,000 hours of Charlie from his 6 years on this station, and Charlie, I always told Charlie his voice would remain on here forever, and it will. Every day, 7:10 a.m., 1:10 p.m., and 7:10 a.m., A Charlie Evers Show will air. So there you go.
Very cool. That started
today.
That's awesome.
And next Friday, we will be doing the final new Charlie Evers Show on the station. And I'm not going to tell you who the guest is, but I had to lean on somebody. But it's the perfect person for the final new Charlie Evers Show. And I know you're going to appreciate that.
Yes.
Next Friday, 10 to 12. I'm sure that will be emotional and all that.
It's a perfect ending, though.
It is the perfect end of new shows.
Of new shows, absolutely.
And we'll do that. So, that's that. And then the anniversary. I got so much to plug.
You do.
I feel like I should really be on another show just plugging things that I'm doing.
This is my first day. Just smile and this is my first day. Yeah, I get it.
You got the big anniversary, which, by the way, I know Charlie's wife listens, and I know Amy, I think, listens. You're invited.
Yes, I haven't
invited personally because it's close, and Charlie always came, and Jeannie always came with Charlie. But boy, you are more than welcome to come.
Absolutely.
Wednesday night, 7 to 9. If you want to bring Amy or Angie or whoever, feel free. You're more than any of Charlie's family is always welcome here.
And I hope they represent. That's awesome.
Well, I hope to. Charlie was fun at those parties because Charlie would come in with the mindset, I'm going to try to tick somebody off. And he would get on the, and it's what he would do. Like Christmas, he sat next to Mary Ellen over here, the last party he was at. And he tried all night by saying things, you know, I think women should just be doing the dishes. And that's, oh, and I know it was just rubbing Mary Ellen the wrong way, but it was great. That's what Charlie did.
That's a great
A lot of those clips we played were from those parties, where like Santa Claus wouldn't talk and he would go after Santa Claus for being talked funny.
That's funny.
Funny moments.
But Amy and Angie, I know them both, and they're not gonna say things to make people mad.
No, they're
thing. Because they're both so sweet.
Right, and it's interesting because, you know, they are Charlie's daughters, but different.
Yes.
Different than Charlie
so
was.
So sweet. So sweet.
Well, I'm not saying Charlie wasn't a sweet man.
No, I'm just saying the girls. Oh, of course. I'm sure he was sweet. I just mean the girls.
I don't know.
I think it's hilarious that he would just say things to make people mad. Oh. Because you know who else does that?
Who?
You.
No.
Oh.
Who?
You.
When did I ever say anything to make somebody mad?
Every day that we... Not every... Okay, so prior, when we saw each other every day, it was like something
that was
that
the best time of your life, wasn't it? You refer to that period as the golden time.
Because that's
when
I met you.
Yeah, it was the golden time of your life.
Golden time.
Yeah. So go ahead. I would say things that tick people off.
You do. That's a sillier thing.
That's like one of my personality traits.
Is that what... A trait? Maybe. A quirk? I don't know what that is, but it's your thing.
To try to tick people off.
Me.
Oh, just
maybe
you.
Not I can't speak for everyone else, but I
don't think I do it with
me.
Others.
You definitely don't do it with like Michelle, who would be our, you know, normal third person in the trifecta here.
Is but that what we are, a trifecta?
I would like to think that.
Isn't that like a gambling term?
But it's like
we got a trifecta. We're at the horse races.
Don't you go to horse races?
Well, not really.
Oh no! What?
Here's the topic for today.
Here we go.
Trifecta.
Yes. Oh, well, and speaking of trifectas.
And speaking of trifectas, this was interesting because Monday you were on talking about daycares opening, and then we got into a subject with only like 10 minutes left, so we didn't have a time to really nail it. But today, that's what this show's for,
okay.
So here we go. Okay. And then this book showed up on Wednesday, which made it even better.
He had to have been listening or something.
It's interesting.
Right.
It's very 600 pages.
You're going to have to send an email and say, did you hear this? Because I would love to hear his perspective. That
I'm
he sends
plugging
you
his
this.
Book.
Right. But, I mean, he sends you this book after you and I have a nice debate about...
Was it? Here's the thing for people who didn't tune in Monday. I said that this is the 80th year of broadcast in Marion, mm-hmm. 2020. And we're all kind of depressed now because everything's being canceled. So I feel that I should propose to somebody on air. Now, not necessarily marry, because proposals don't always lead to marriage.
Oh, my gosh.
But I think I should do this. Not phony either. I mean, it could lead to marriage, but the purpose is to do it, number one, because I haven't done it, that I recall. And number two, you always remember the first person you proposed to. And then I think, even if you have seven or eight after that, it doesn't matter. The thing is that to do it on air is like one of those moments that people, you know, videotape and they put on YouTube.
Sure. So you think you just go viral with this proposal?
Yes.
Well, here's...
So there you go. That's by the way, the book that I got in the mail this week on Wednesday after that show on Monday, What Makes a Marriage Last, Marlo Thomas and Phil Donahue. There
amazing.
You go.
Amazing.
600 pages.
Okay. So I think where I take issue with this, I mean, I think you having you the idea of proposing... Great. I support it. You know this. If you're happy... Yeah, I've told you that.
Oh,
if you're
good for
happy
you.
And you want to... Okay, here's the thing, though. For those that weren't listening, Scott also says that he hasn't told this person that he loves them.
Oh, I don't tell anybody that.
Problems. Do you like, use... We actually had this conversation at work. So a coworker of mine, her dad doesn't say, I love you, but he says, good night. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. Like, he could be leaving her house at, you know, 10 in the morning, and that's his... He says, good night, before he... leaves, and she knows that's just his way. He's done that since they were forever young. That's what he says. That's his way of saying I love you. And her son, for the funny reason, he's like, I think he's like 24 now, 25, but he just says good day, and he doesn't say I love you, but that's his way. So maybe you need to come up with like a thing so this person knows that it's just your way of saying I love you without saying those words that apparently make you, you know, your skin crawl.
So I have to come up with like an alias.
Yeah, I mean, well, maybe like an alias, but something so the person knows. I think the person that you're going to ask to marry you, I mean, because it's a proposal. Like, you're proposing the
shouldn't
idea of
they
marriage.
Know?
Exactly. They should know.
No, but shouldn't they know that I like them?
Like them. No, you don't marry people that you like. Or
well,
propose.
That's you.
You're proposing marriage. That's what that means, right?
It's a French term. I really don't know what it means.
You're not proposing, like, dinner. You're proposing marriage. You're proposing a lifetime with this person.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so...
Maybe.
I take issue... Right. So that's...
Sometimes
that's,
engagements don't work.
And that's okay, but you can't go into it with that mindset. You're not going to propose to someone and be like, at least I have an out.
Oh, I think there should always be an out.
Okay, but that's not when you... That's not...
Because people don't pull that ripcord enough. Matter of fact, I think every marriage should come with a ripcord.
Maybe.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, just like an ejection seat button, mm-hmm. like boom. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm for that.
I can't disagree at this point, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think you can ask someone without the real intention of marrying them.
I'm not saying I don't have the real intention. What
yes,
I'm
yes,
saying,
you are.
No, what I'm saying is that it is clear to me, the proposal you can't take back. You can't undo a proposal.
So here's your thing. You said you have never done it before.
I don't believe I ever. I was engaged once.
Right. Don't remember.
I don't recall it.
So wouldn't you like it to be like the one time? Like, wouldn't you want it to stick? I mean, you can't be like, oh, the first person I proposed to, we just said no. Like, we just decided not to get married. I mean, wouldn't you at that want the one? You waited all this time to do it. Make sure it's the right one.
Okay, well, let's say it's the right one, and then it's a marriage, and then it's a divorce. That, I can't predict that stuff.
You can't, and I'm not saying that you can, but you have to go with what you want to do.
I have intentions.
Of what?
That maybe there's a marriage somewhere down the road, years. And...
You're not getting any younger.
Well, that's okay. You have to do this when you're young?
What, no, but what are you waiting for? Like, what are you expecting to happen that will be like that moment where you just decide to be married? Like, what are you waiting for? If you know you want to propose to someone, you want to be engaged, you want the thing.
That's it.
But then, what?
What do I think is going to bust it up?
No. You can't think that something's going to bust it up. You're going about this all the wrong way.
No, I thought that's what you were asking me. Do I think something's going to bust it up?
Amen.
Something might. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, you talk about getting married now?
Well, not married. See, that's where we're jumping the curb on this one. We're talking about maybe an engagement.
Oh, maybe an engagement.
Maybe an engagement.
Well, there are two different deals there. And then engagement, you're not tied down to somebody.
There,
so.
Bingo.
But you can't propose without the intention of marrying, correct?
Well, yeah. I there you go. You got to make a move sometime or else stay engaged forever. You can't do that.
But this is also a person that he's never had this conversation with.
Oh, so we don't know it yet.
Maybe. Maybe not.
You've told me that you don't know that you had a conversation. And he doesn't tell this person.
Surprise.
Yeah, and he doesn't even tell them that he loves them.
Uh-oh.
But on the record, I don't tell anybody that.
Then you need to have a code word. Like I said, you need to have a good night or good day or like something so this person knows.
Engagement's off. That'll be our code word.
Oh, no, you can't See? Do that already. You've been more or less committed.
See?
Well, maybe. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. It'll be on the... I do everything on the air now. At home, I'm pretty well a zombie. I don't even speak anymore. I come here for 2 hours every day, and this is it.
Oh, Scott, you got a pony up there, and you got
yes.
you got to make that decision whether you're going to take the dive or what you're going to do there. You can't keep her in limbo all this time either.
You see, that's what they call it, too, take the dive. See, why do they use terms like that? Take the dive. We don't need that.
Because you might not come up again.
Take the plunge.
Yeah, the plunge.
Words scare. Words
ball
are scary.
And chain.
Ball and chain, the whole thing. Prison. Yeah. It's prison.
It's not.
Yeah, it goes both ways there, you know?
It certainly does.
I wish you all the luck in the world.
Thank you for calling.
Yes, sir.
Yes?
So he knows. Like, he was in agreement with me.
I don't think he was.
I think so. Listen, you can't. You can't propose marriage and say, but I might have a way out, or like I might get out. Like if it doesn't work out, it's fine to have that as an option. But you're going into it with that mindset. It's not gonna work.
No.
Yes,
I'm
are.
Going into it with the option that I'm just, when people say that this means marriage, I don't think it does.
It does.
It's a possibility.
Marriage. That's what you're asking, though. You're saying, like, hey, I've thought this through and I want to marry you. But you can't say that that's actually how you feel.
Maybe. Maybe I'll go through with the marriage.
Okay.
The engagement gives you some time.
It does.
Yeah.
But that time isn't necessarily to, like, you know, get out. If it gets bad. But how is it going to get bad? Because you don't know if you're going to live with this person either. Correct?
Oh, that's right.
Right. There is, when you get married and things, there's like that expectation.
See, that's a good, right there.
That you'll probably live together.
That we probably will not be getting married, because I think living with the person is where it always goes downhill with me.
Of course.
Yeah.
And why is that? Do you think you just are, you can't, who can't adapt, you or the other person?
I don't know. And there's just some kind of an issue, but I don't point out the issue. I'm just not like that.
That's right. I forgot that you just bottle it up until you say goodbye.
I don't bottle it up.
Yes, you do.
I don't need to bring it up.
But then it festers.
Does it?
It must.
Not really.
Okay, so on his book, the title of his book.
Yeah, What Makes a Marriage Last.
So what is it? What's the secret?
Dementia.
Oh.
Yeah. So when I get that, I'll probably be good.
Hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
It's a new person every day.
It's a new person every day. The one good thing is you meet a new person every day.
Yeah.
Got to look on the bright side. No, what makes a marriage, you've got to give allowances.
Okay.
Here's the thing. This is true. The person you are at 20 is not the person you are at 30,
right.
Is not the person you are at 40, is not the person you are at 50. So it's amazing to me that people can stay married for a long period of time, because you do get a different person every so often.
I think that's why.
So you got to touch a dementia right there.
Don't work. No, I think he nailed that. That's totally correct. If you don't,
I
have
said that. He didn't say that.
You said allowances. I asked you what the secret was.
I made up the allowances. He says allowances, but I.
The allowances are just room to grow. Mm-hmm. And I think if you can both adapt to that, then you're okay. You're gonna have it figured out. If one person grows and the other person doesn't, or grows in a different direction, I think that's a problem.
That happens.
It does, all too often.
Because people think they're going to be the same person, and they're not. And you know what? People become boring. I hate to say that. That's the truth of marriage, is that when you first meet somebody, you don't know them. So everything with them is the first time. This is the first time we went to the park. This is the first time we went fishing. This is the first time we had a birthday together. This is the first time. And those are usually big events, because you're trying to put on for the other person things you normally wouldn't do. By year three or four, those things don't matter as much. And that's why you have to have the person who you can talk to. A person who really, you know what it is? It's having somebody who you've known for a while. And yet when you still walk in the room, you know you're going to go see them. It still makes you happy. Not happy in a, like a, necessarily even a boyfriend, girlfriend way. Mm-hmm. It's just, I know I'm going to have fun.
It's a content.
Yeah,
contentness.
I know that when I go around that person, there's not going to be a down moment. It's going to be up. I can trust them. It's that word, chemistry, that people use. And that's what chemistry is. It's always being able to whip it around, have the conversation, have the fun. You know, you drop two people in the middle of the desert and you can still have fun because it's that person. And I think all too often, do you ever notice how husband and wives are supposed to be the one in your life forever, but when it ends, usually they are not your best friend. They are not even really a friend. They're still in my life,
sure,
but they're not your friend. Your friends stay, and maybe that's it.
I think so, but I think you're wrapped up in the fun. I think people need to be content and happy with going home to doing absolutely nothing, like sitting in peace, sitting in quiet. You know, not with the expectation that there always has to be something fun around the corner.
But in the beginning, even that's still fun.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, that shouldn't be in the beginning. Yes, no, later on, like, you know, I just want to sit tonight. I just want to, you know, not go. I don't think it's not always about fun. It's not always fun. It's always, sometimes it's just okay. And I think sometimes people get bored with a routine, but I think that can't happen. I think when there's a routine, you have to adjust to that also.
So I think when I do this, I think it'll be okay. Because I think I will have the intention to marry.
So you're sold on the person? Scott.
Probably.
Oh, my God. That is not okay. They can't be a pause like that.
Why not?
Because that's like a second thought.
Oh, there's there'll be a second thought with anybody.
Okay, you should think it through, but before you maybe ask them to marry you, there should not be that pause.
And how do you see the asking going?
Well, you said it's going to be on air, correct?
Right, none of that schmaltzy.
So are you going to like video record it as well as audio record
maybe.
It? Is the person going to be present?
Maybe. I don't know. Could be a spur of the moment thing.
What if they're not listening?
Well, I'll make sure they're listening. I'll make sure they're listening before I pop it.
I mean, so they're just going to be like, I don't know, at work or at the supermarket listening to your show and then like
wouldn't that be a good call-in?
Yeah.
And now let's wait for their call-in to see if it's yes or no.
What if they didn't call in?
Well, then it's no.
No responses.
Then I'm off the hook.
No response.
I'm off the hook.
See? That's terrible. You can't say that.
Oh, no, I'm fine with it either way.
Okay.
Some people I probably would be, you know, chapter 11. It'd be devastation.
So you are okay if she's just like, nah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's not a way to go about it.
Listen, you can't make everybody happy
you
all
need,
the time.
No, but you need to work on your heart there first. There.
It's there.
Okay.
It's still pumping, I think. Why must there be all this emotion in life? Why can't there just be living?
That's how you feel things. That's how you know that things are real.
Okay.
I mean, like, you know, I went through this whole period of my life and I was pretty much devoid of emotion, and it wasn't a great time. It's coming back slowly now over certain things, but, you know, when you're happy, you want to feel happy, so, you know, when you're sad, you know what happy feels like.
But I don't like going to weddings. I don't like just the whole
thing. But why? I mean, why don't you like going to weddings?
Oh, they're boring.
So when you get married, you're just going to, like, what? Just maybe just elope or just have, like, a courthouse wedding or something quick?
That'd be good.
Just something.
Sure.
Bing, bang. Done.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think you keep it I don't like when people hide it from people. I think that's stupid.
No. Yeah, you can't hide it. But, I mean, what if your spouse decides she really wants a wedding and she wants people and she wants the bells and whistles?
Well, we probably should find another groom. We'll get a stand-in.
You need to have this conversation to her prior to proposing.
No, because then they know you're going to propose.
But if you're on totally different pages, it's just setting it up for failure. Bad news. Is that what you're doing? He's giving me this look like, yeah, duh.
Well, hey, listen. In every life, a little rain must fall.
You can get through the rains. I mean, like, the rain isn't the terrible part.
Like, somebody who's very close and a good friend, if they invited me to their wedding, I would not come. I mean, I just wouldn't.
That's why.
I just don't do it.
But it doesn't matter. That's their day.
Well, why? Why do you need me there on a chair watching you get married?
If it's important enough for them to invite you, then, like, it was a thought in their head. Like, I would really like him there to see it.
The only weddings I think I've ever went to, I mean, sometimes you get asked to be in the wedding.
Sure.
Which I just totally turn that down now, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't do that anymore, and I don't do pallbearers anymore. I just don't do either one of those things. I'm done. Been it enough. Been there, done that. So the only, I have to either go or not go. And in most cases, I don't go.
That's really
sad. Plus, and when I send a card, that never goes well.
That's sad.
Why? Do the bride and groom really care?
Of course they do.
Oh, they do not. They're getting married. They're trying to shake everybody's hand. They don't care if I'm there with a blender.
Well, don't take a blender, number one. But number two, like, I think they do care if they care.
It's number one wedding gift, a blender.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Did you just make that up?
That's in the book.
That was in the book.
Mm-hmm.
Phil Donahue told you to bring a blender.
Page 253, blender at the wedding.
Also reasons why they fail.
Is that? I think when the wedding's over, that's when the real trouble starts to happen.
There's people that are in it just for the wedding, and there's people that understand the marriage lasts a lot longer than your wedding day.
But I don't, okay. I don't know. Here's my theory on life in general, and in most things, marriage and other. If you really thought it was going to fail, you wouldn't do it.
Of course. I agree. Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean onlookers aren't looking at that going, oh, man.
Oh, you know, I said about my second marriage, I think people were probably like, of course, after the fact, they're like, yeah, we saw that one coming.
Right. But the person never does. So it's hard to rationalize with the person. It's always hard to have that conversation with the person because, of course, they don't see the problem.
I don't think you can rationalize with that person. I don't think anything
that
you
said. But that's the only person you can talk to who's going to call it off.
Well, why would they? But no.
That's all I'm saying. I don't rationalize with people anymore. Do what you want. Knock yourself out.
Sure.
Because, and then I'll just, when it's over, I'll say, I told you so.
Or maybe they'd be there for support instead of the, like, I told you so.
I told you so. I'm here for support.
Right. I mean, I told you so. Let's go get a drink.
Yeah. Because you do see these things. You know what I wish is that you didn't even have to go to the person. That the person would come to you because they know you're an objective third party. And they would say, what do you think?
I think people have done that,
and
right?
Actually take it to heart.
I think people have done that. I think they've asked, you know, people and said, you know.
All I know is I think it'll turn out fine.
Sure. You think your proposal...
Sure.
...without the intention of marrying.
Didn't say that.
Okay.
There may be an intention.
You have laid that down pretty thick, as far as I'm concerned.
That I don't want to be?
Yes.
No.
That this marriage isn't necessarily going to lead to... Or this proposal isn't necessarily going to lead to marriage. And if this person is listening, like, oh my gosh.
You know, like, hamburger doesn't always lead to meatloaf.
Oh.
It doesn't mean you don't buy the hamburger.
I'm so confused by you right now. That was a terrible metaphor. It was awful.
Mark that down. When hamburger went up $2 a pound, that's a good metaphor.
Did that just come to you?
That right just there. Came to me. Brilliant.
Well, I'm ready to watch this unfold, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah. And we should have gotten more into the book.
Wouldn't you think, what we've got next week, wouldn't you think that if somebody proposed to you over the radio, how would you take that?
And I wasn't present. I just, like, happened to hear it.
I don't know. Whatever. I mean, does it matter either way?
It's a sweet way to do it. Okay, back. Okay, it's a sweet
way
to do it.
There you go. That's all you need.
Because, like, you're saying it to everyone. But I think they need a heads up. Like, I think it would be better if it was, like, in person and you were just having a normal show and then, like, you, like, videoed it. Like, I think that's...
I'm just having a normal show? Then why are they here?
Well, they could have been a guest, or they could make up any reason why they're here.
Start proposing to the guests.
Well, I know you could have a reason why your person is here. I'm just saying.
Come in. I want you to run the camera.
No, you have this creepy camera that's set up here anyway. Just mask it somehow as an actual 1987 camcorder. Sky hates it when I pick apart his little studio.
I don't know. Oh, you were supposed to come here with picture frames like 6 months ago.
And you never gave me the go-ahead.
You've been here how many times since?
You've never said, oh, yes, just redecorate. I've said to you, like, I really want to just put these cool pictures. He has super cool pictures of, you know, guests and co-hosts on the walls, and they're all just, like, stuck up with, like, tacks. You could
push
make
pins.
It look okay. Push pins or like scotch tape.
There's no scotch tape on these walls.
This one's like in a plastic bag. Poor B. Arthur.
No, she was the first person I ever interviewed.
And that could totally be in a really cool frame. It's actually a neat poster.
I saw that show. I interviewed her right after that show on Broadway.
And you have stories with them, so I think it's perfect.
She's went on to her reward due now. Most of
she
the
died.
Oh yeah.
Stop. She did. I didn't know.
A long time ago, like 11 yeah? years ago.
She did.
She was interesting.
I'm glad I didn't choose her as my golden girl then. You know, like my group of like girlfriends.
Who did you choose?
I didn't choose. It chose me. She chose me.
Who chose you?
Which golden girl would I be? If you had to pick.
Well, I know who I would pick.
Okay, tell me. Who would you pick for
me? Well, see, it's a no-win situation because the other two... Ooh, I've interviewed both of them too, by the way.
I'm Blanche.
No. See, that wouldn't have been the one I would have went
really?
With.
Really? After being married twice and, you know... Just
yeah, but she wasn't. I always thought
Blanche
that...
Blanche was.
No. I think she was married once and her husband died. See, I always thought the beauty of that show was that the one who was playing the... whatever she was.
Yeah.
Promiscuous one. Was the one who'd been married once and had a true love in her life that had died. She was not the one mm-hmm. who... B. Arthur was the one who had a divorce. She was yeah. the only one who'd been divorced. But no, I would have thought you would have been more in the Rose category.
I would take Rose. I love
yeah,
Rose.
Yeah, see, I would see that.
That's funny.
Naive, because that's the word to describe her, I think.
And that's what. Yeah, that's how you would describe me?
That not,
would
I think you're decision. Naive about things, sure.
Maybe.
Not dumb, and that's the difference.
Sure.
Because I certainly don't think Betty White is dumb.
Oh, no.
But I think... And I don't think the character was dumb. I think the character believed everybody at their word and took everything for the exact meaning of what they were saying. They didn't get double entendre. They didn't get sarcasm. They didn't get cynical. It was just exactly what they said.
And I think that's okay. I can see myself in that. I always like to see the good in people.
I don't see you being promiscuous.
I don't think Blanche is promiscuous. It's just like the, you know, has you always get on me about like being married and
well, yeah, you've been married
so
several times.
I feel like that would have been like the one,
like 14 or 15. But I don't.
Who's counting?
Who's counts at this point? I mean, once you go through it, how many times? I don't know.
Right.
What can you do? This is why you have to trek so often. So, what we have learned here today is our trifecta did not show up.
I miss her.
I don't know where she ended up.
I miss her.
Hope she was listening.
I bet she was, but I miss her.
We were on. Well, me too. I saw her last week.
We need to stop being busy because we need.
It's your fault.
It is.
You say it on the air, but then we try to get together and then we don't.
We need like I said, we need the Thursday night or whatever night it is, like just drinks, just like, you know,
it's Thursday. It's been Thursday.
Front porch time. It's not Thursday. It's Friday.
No, but it's been Thursday forever, and
well,
Thursdays just have not been happening.
It hasn't. It hasn't been. You're right.
So what's your plan as we wrap up? Maybe by next week we will have had something.
I think we should.
I don't trust you, though. You're shaky. You're like on air, the truth, and then...
You guys are just going to deal with like my house and its craziness and busyness and fun. It's easier for me to do something at home because then everybody's there. You know, like if we can just sit outside and...
You don't have to drive.
That too. But, you know, I have kids and things, so it's just okay. It's okay. It's easier for me to be at home.
Well, I don't think anybody's objecting to this, are they?
I think it'd be nice.
Why not?
Let's look at the weather. We'll pick a nice night.
It's June.
I know, but you never know. It's sketchy weather.
Sketchy weather.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you think the first episode went?
I think it was okay.
I think it was okay.
I didn't know you had a topic. You should have given me a heads up.
Well, yeah, I told you what the topic was going to be.
And we spent a lot of time like plugging stuff. So I feel okay.
Okay,
about
do the plugs, quick.
What? Wednesday night, anniversary night, 6th anniversary of the show.
Of the station.
The show has been on 11 years on 4 different stations.
You got it.
I am listening.
Good.
Paying attention. So Wednesday night, 7 to 9. All the people will be here.
All the people.
I can't wait.
It's going to be fun.
And I'm a people now.
And pizza.
Pizza. Should I bring something?
What is with you people and bringing something?
Because that's what you do when you go to parties. You know.
So what would you bring to go with pizza?
I don't know if I should bring like chips or pop or like, you know, cups.
I'll let you know. Now that you're on the guest list, I'll let you know.
So you, was I just now on the guest list? Did you make the guest list?
Well, I had input, sure.
Okay. Was I on it to start with, or were you just like, oh, man, I better invite her too?
Listen, didn't I just put you on the guest list for like 4th of July and Labor Day and all the...
This is like the official invite. This is like...
Sure.
She's... What comes with it?
But wait, see, here's the thing. Like, everybody shows. You're a little flaky in that I don't know if you will show or not.
Flaky. I'm
it's
busy.
A thing.
There's a difference between being flaky and busy. I have like...
You think none of these people are busy? They say, I'm busy, but I'm going to halt this thing for 2 hours and show up.
And as long as I can usually do that. And especially now that I know ahead of time. I mean, Christmas Eve, I make no promises. But, you know, like the 4th of July thing, I can probably make that work.
It'll be fun.
I know. No doubt.
Because then you really get into, like, wait till you see the anniversary party Wednesday.
It'll be awkward to just show up by myself, though.
Why?
I don't know.
To the anniversary party?
The 4th of July party? Anniversary party will be okay, but I don't, like I said, I don't really know a lot of the people, so.
That's the point. It's a mixer. It's a mixer.
Can't wait.
And we do things on air. You know, we have 4 microphones, so there's usually 4 people talking, and then we kind of function in and out, and the food's going on in there, and it's a fun night. It's a really fun night.
So, like, karaoke and party and stuff?
Sure. we have sang at this party.
Oh.
It's a thing, but, you know, who knows what'll happen Wednesday night. So, we got that plug. Do you have the special guest, which we're not announcing?
Oh, for next Friday at 10, from 10 to 12.
10 to 12.
For the Charlie Evers Show.
The final
new
episode.
Yes.
And Charlie now repeats.
Yes.
Every day.
It'll be an amazing final new show.
I think it will be. I think it'll be very... nobody else could be the guest but that person.
I will tune in. Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tune in that day.
Well, you'll be here right after it.
I know. Maybe I should just come early.
What do you need to be here for?
So I can listen to the show.
Just sit right there, live studio audience, listen to the show.
It'll be a great show.
It will be a great
10 to 12.
Show. 10 to 12 next Friday. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And that is confirmed. And then we'll be back next Friday.
So those were our plugs. Wednesday night,
I think
Friday.
That's right. We'll be seeing a lot of each other next week.
Nice. And it is my birthday month, so don't forget.
I don't know when your birthday is.
Well, I'm telling you now.
When is it?
June 27th.
You'll be 65 years old.
Pushing.
Whew. Man. All right. for Abby, the new panelist on this program. This is Scott. And next week, we may have another. It's going to build.
Yes, can't
but
wait.
So far, so good.
Yes.
And we'll be back next Friday. I'll be back on Monday. And you know what? I think there's a Charlie Evers coming up next. So it's always good to say that.
Yes.
Have a good weekend.
Friday at 1:10 to 3 p.m. right here on WWGH 107.1 FM.
This is Earl